Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable with Michael David, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Michael David, and today we have with us at the round table, he is the CEO and co-founder of Dynamic Measurement LLC. It's none other than H. Royce Nelson Jr. Hello, Royce. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. So tell us, Royce, who are you and what do you do?
I am a geophysicist. I have a bachelor's degree in geophysics from the University of Utah. I worked for Pan American and Amoco and Mobil Oil, and then ran a research lab at the University of Houston for 3 years, and then started a company called Landmark Graphics. We built the first standalone seismic interpretation workstations and changed the way every oil and gas company in the world looks for oil and gas. What I'm doing now is we have developed a new geophysical data type called using Lightning databases, and we're taking those Lightning databases and mapping geology with them.
Wow, those seem like some pretty world-changing goals you got there.
Well, we think we've had an impact so far. Like I said, the Landmark was actually purchased by Halliburton. When Dick Cheney was president of Halliburton, they paid $560 million for Landmark Graphics. And when we had the 25th anniversary of the founding of the company, they were doing over $1 billion a year, and they've done over that since then, even in the downturn.
So tell us a little bit about why you would go into this line of work in the first place.
I grew up on a farm in southern Utah. Dad had a meatpacking plant. The Wholesome Meat Act of 1967 ended up shutting down the meatpacking plant because Dad didn't have the resources to meet federal inspection requirements. And so I was going to school at the University of Utah, got introduced to geophysics, and the rest is history. I really enjoyed my career.
Absolutely. So tell us what you feel that we should look for, you know, in a company like yours.
Well, I've been talking, most of your questions have been directed to early history. The things that we're doing now with dynamic measurement have a potential to have a significant impact on a lot of different areas of industry and of the world. For instance, if you know what the geology is in an area, it can make a difference in all kinds of decisions, from planning to actual exploration for oil and gas and minerals. The main area that we've been focused on is exploration for oil and gas and for minerals, but there's a significant other things that can come from this. I realize your audience probably doesn't know much about or is involved in any kind of exploration, and probably doesn't know much about geology and geophysics, but just to give you an idea of what we're talking about, we take databases that have been collected since they were actually started in New York at the University of New York at Albany, New York, by a Dr. Richard Orville. And he realized that electronics was fast enough he could triangulate lightning strike locations. When he started doing this, it took several years, but they ended up developing fairly big databases of these, and it turns out the insurance companies were the ones that really used this, because Richard told us that they had over 60% of the houses that people claimed were burned down by lightning were actually not when he first started doing this. Well, what we recognized was that lightning strikes are not random like we've always thought they were. They're actually controlled by currents in the subsurface of the Earth. These currents are called telluric currents. We've named the shallow version of these telluric currents Terra Levis currents. And these Terra Levis currents end up getting changed by the geology. If you have things that are resistive, like oil and gas and salt and aquifers, changes how the currents move. If you have things that are conductive, like mineralization or brines, or the smectite along fault planes, it changes the movement of the currents. And so these currents, because they basically stay the same over time, even though each lightning strike is unique, these currents end up in the subsurface of the earth, end up controlling where the lightning strikes occur. Typical lightning, typical area where we do a project will have several hundred thousand to several million lightning strikes over the time frame that we're looking at. These are all in the database. We have developed ways to take that database and data mine the lightning strikes and actually map where the location of faults are and map the subsurface geology. And this is very valuable.
I mean, obviously, it seems like you guys are doing a lot of work. What do you feel the future of your company is? You know, you're talking about all these plans that you guys have. Where do you feel that this is going to take you?
Well, the oil industry, as well as the mining industry, has been very slow the last few years. There's been prices have been down in both cases, and so exploration has been put on hold in both areas. We expect exploration will pick up again at some point. And when it does, we think that the company has the potential to grow considerably. In addition to that, it turns out that these telluric currents have an impact on things like infrastructure. For instance, pipelines. Where you have more corrosion along a pipeline, we can identify those areas because we can map these telluric currents using these lightning databases. Where you have power lines that bleed off a lot of electricity, we can map the location of where that's occurring. We think that this could have very widespread impact. I think that it could be even used at a county level and made available by the county to help people that are doing development planning or that want to you have a database for that county for doing anything from exploration to optimizing infrastructure.
Right, so you guys are all getting ready for what you assume will be soon this upturn.
It's hard to say when there's going to be an upturn. I've been in the oil and gas industry since 1970, and I've been through several of these periods where you have a lot of growth and periods where everything is in the ditch. I've watched lots of companies be formed and then go out of business. And it does appear like we are heading towards another upturn within the next few years in oil and gas. I don't know the mineral industry that well yet, but I know they go through similar cycles. Usually they're out of sync with each other, but they seem to be in sync right now. So they're both kind of in the ditch right now. And that's been hard as a startup, but it gives us a chance to develop the technology. We have two patents that have been issued. We have three more patents that we're working on getting applied for here in the near future. And we're using this downturn time to develop the technology and get it better and better.
Absolutely. We thank you so much, Royce, for coming on here today. We want to send everyone to your website, which is dynamicmeasurement.com. That's dynamicmeasurement.com. You can also go ahead and email Royce. That's R-O-I-C-E. That's R-O-I-C as in Charles E at dynamicmeasurement.com. That's Royce at dynamicmeasurement.com. You can also go ahead and phone 281-479-0172. That's 281-579-0172. Thank you so much, Royce, for coming on here today. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
Of course. And to everyone else, we'll be back right after these messages.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Michael David, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.